Nikki is on the phone. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Chris. I normally listen to your radio show. This is Nikki Ulofsa here, and I'm speaking to you from Johannesburg, of course, as you know.
It's wonderful to be reaching out across the world. Someone in the Southern Hemisphere, where it's a bit cooler than it is here. It's hot here, but of course, must be winter time for you.
Yes, it's about 5 degrees centigrade at the moment, and of course, it's 7:15 in the evening.
So what can we answer for you this week?
Chris, I was looking at a photograph on the internet the other day of HMS Victory, and I thought to myself, when they had cannonballs on board before battle, I don't know what the total cargo of cannonballs should weigh, but when they were out in a battle and they've now shot them all off at the enemy, would that affect the, how can I put it, the
displacement?
Floatability, if I could.
You know, the buoyancy of the boat, how
yes,
far up
in other
water?
Words, it's going to ride, it's going to float high up in the water.
Sure.
Or would they have to take on water as ballast to bring it back to where it should be?
Okay, let's ask Dave. So, Dave, the basic premise is you have these old gunboats, they're firing off tons of ammunition and at the enemy, obviously, and they're going to be a lot lighter after a big battle than they were before. Does this affect how buoyant the boats are, and did they ever need to compensate?
HMS Victory, I've looked it up, and she carried about 27 tonnes of ammunition. So if she fired all that off, she'd be 27 tonnes lighter, which seems quite a lot. But she was a ship who, I think her displacement was several thousand tonnes, so it's quite a small proportion of the weight of the ship. And also that's quite a small effect compared to other things which she was carrying. She'd be carrying several hundred tonnes, so maybe even 300 or 400 tonnes of water, 50 tonnes of beef, another 50 tonnes of pork. So she's probably carrying 500 or 600 tonnes of stuff in her hold.
They weren't firing the pork on the cannons.
No, but they were eating that. So if the difference between when she started off on a long voyage and when she finished, whether or not she'd been firing any pork out of the cannons, would be far, far greater than whether she'd had a battle
or
not.
What, though? I know that Rolls-Royce, with whom we've done some work to do with their jet engines and how they work, they do experiments where they use chickens, which they fire into engines to test bird strike. And so they do use sometimes frozen chickens, because occasionally if you get a bird that's been, you know, very, very cold and it suddenly gets sucked up into an engine, then it's a really good model of what will happen if an engine ingests a bird. So I suppose you could argue that sometimes, you know, frozen things could be quite good weapons, because it demolishes a jet engine when it goes into it. The thing just falls to pieces.
I can quite imagine. But yeah, no, back to the original question.
Back to the boats, though.
Back
sorry
to the boats. I think certainly when they were very, very empty, they would take on sort of ballast, like lumps of rock and things, but the amount of weight in the cannonballs was really quite small compared to, and it would just float slightly higher, and it should probably sail a bit faster, and no one would really notice.
So there you go, Nikki. Because the ammunition fired makes up a tiny proportion of the mass of the boat as a whole, it makes almost no difference.
Yes, I thought it would probably be something like that, but I was just thinking about it. Thanks very much, Chris.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us, Nikki.